Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Monday morning here on KSJE, and it's time to talk technology in our Monday reboot segment. Look who's joining me on camera this week, Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. There he is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. I guess maybe some of the big stories has to be this T-Mobile data breach, right? We always talk about these things, right? And here we go again.
Yep, the data breach du jour.
Ouch.
As they say.
This is a big one.
It's a big one. So I guess the article you were reading was over 100 million. The one I'm reading is 50 million. But, of course, that was 2 days ago, which is ancient time.
Right, right. And they keep adding more millions of customers to this number. But, I mean, it just seems like it's pretty, I guess, not maybe as widespread. I think they have more than that many customers. But still, to be able to get to lose that kind of information. Now, it looks like it's what SIM card numbers and IMEI numbers for cell phones and things like that from customers. Is that what they got in this one?
Yeah, well, according to what I've seen, prepaid customer names, phone numbers, account PINs, IMEI
gotcha.
Numbers, things like that, possibly driver's license and social security numbers. But they did say that they can guarantee there were no financial, like no credit card numbers or anything like that included.
Okay, but maybe some dates of birth and things like that.
Yep,
is what it looks like.
It looks like the way this came to light was that someone got on an online forum offering to sell personal data of a lot of these users, and then a couple days after that, T-Mobile announced that they were investigating a leak of their data.
Oops.
And then it kind of snowballed from there.
Ouch.
What the company is doing right now is the first thing they did was automatically reset everybody's passwords and PINs, and then they're offering 2 years of identity protection. So, like, my son has a T-Mobile phone, and he got the little message that said,
sorry,
we're T-Mobile, we're trying to fix this, go to our website. And actually, it was a message that said, click here. And I was like, well, don't click there. You know how I am. Don't
right.
click on a message.
Oh
go
gosh.
To the website separately. And it was legitimate.
Yeah, but still.
And I'm sure somebody's going to figure that out. And we're going to probably start to see fake messages,
right.
looking like that.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Scary. Okay. But he's good so far.
Yep.
As far as you know.
He's
so
good.
That's good.
He's good so far.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Interesting. What else has been going on?
Well, Elon Musk robot, right? So
yes.
Elon Musk is talking about, like, now his next thing is he wants to build a, humanoid robot, Tesla bot. And he did a demo, but the funny thing was the demo was really a guy in a bodysuit. I mean, he didn't try to make it.
He didn't try to mislead people
that it was a real robot.
Yeah, but still.
He did a demo, and the guy in a really slick-looking bodysuit came out and pretended to be a robot. And Elon Musk talks about the robot taking over boring work, and
right,
so people won't have to do boring and repetitive tasks. So
if it was not
Elon Musk, I'm going to be honest with you. If it was not Elon Musk, this wouldn't be news. But Elon Musk can say, "Oh, I'm going to." I'm going to burst a pimple off my face, and everybody would put it on the front page of the tech.
Well,
so,
I don't know. It did go to space after all, but okay.
Oh.
I gotcha. But yeah. But interesting, and I think it maybe shows where we're going. I mean, a lot of industries have gotten robots to do some of the tasks. I mean, look at how we build cars these days, right? I mean, that's all a lot of robotics doing all the heavy, literally the heavy lifting. And I think that's what he's talking about, right? Is having some type of humanoid type thing that can move boxes or do some of these heavy things that that humans are doing but maybe don't have to anymore if you had this thing lying around. I don't know.
Oh yeah, and I'm not saying it's not that or it's not a good thing. It's just it is
right.
He
gets a lot of press.
Yeah, but and most companies and people that do things that we consider like revolutionary technology are really what they're doing is they're taking You know, this is stuff that we can do. It just requires a organization and maybe even a strong personality to get that organization to pull all the pieces together to get it done, right? When Henry Ford started manufacturing cars, it wasn't like nobody had made cars before, and it wasn't like we couldn't do it. It's just he came up with a way to get it done where, you know, you could not only, you know, make cars, but make them in large enough quantities and cheap enough and usable enough where they actually became something that people, you know, became a part of people's everyday lives. It's the same thing with the iPhone, it's, right, you know, cell phones and everything else. And so we've had robotic technology, the same kind of robotic technology he's talking about for a long time. And it's been used to do those mundane things and to do those heavy lifting things for a long time. There's nothing new here.
Well, but I guess,
you know, talking about packaging it in a way now where it's going to be useful, just like with Tesla automobiles. I mean, the electric cars were not new.
Right.
But he did it in a way that, you know, not right. only could he mass market it and sell it, but he made it sexy, right? And, you know, people wanted to buy it. So, you know, he'll put his spin on this.
True. But I think maybe what he's talking about, too, is maybe these humanoid-shaped robots, so they look more like humans, right? And maybe they could be adjustable to certain different tasks. Because right now, you know, if you got a robot, it's usually good for one thing, lifting or pushing or pulling. You know, or I'm thinking about an assembly line. But maybe, you know, these types of things could be, you build this one type of robot, but then that thing can be used for many different tasks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but again, you're going to hate me for saying this, but again, it's nothing new. I mean, people have been doing this at every university research department for, you know, decades, and Samsung and Honda and a lot of these companies have already been building prototypes of humanoid style robots that are multi.
Well, true. That is true. I do agree. I think I saw a video of one. It may have been Boston Dynamics that did. They were doing front flips and back flips.
Yep.
And that was pretty cool because I can't even do that without falling over. So the fact that the robot can do it, amazing.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to throw water on this fire. I'm just. I really think that, you know, just like with Henry Ford and all these other, you know, examples. When you have a strong, well-known personality in charge of a huge company with lots of money, do something like this, it pushes it from the fringes into the mainstream. And I think that's, you know, what Elon Musk does for us. He takes these really cool technologies and you know, puts them in the mainstream for us. And I'm excited to see if he can do that with the robot, because that would be awesome.
Right. I understand. Yeah. And he's done that with Tesla, and, you know, and there are a lot of critics out there of Tesla. And if you kind of look close, I mean, I think, you know, they've had some trouble maybe making a profit from selling their cars. And, you know, and I think they've got a lot of unfilled orders with their cars. And so there's that, right? And that's not a secret, I don't think.
Yeah, but that's the new American business model. Yeah. You don't make a profit. You just keep attracting more and more investors. That's the way we do things.
Well,
now,
true.
So.
Okay, that's true.
Especially in tech.
Right, very true. Anything else before we go today, this week? What else has been going on?
Apple is
is
putting software on their phones to scan for child abuse imagery. So that should be interesting. Proposing a system called Neural Match.
Right.
This is something they're not actually doing, right? So this is something I'm proposing. And it'll proactively alert human reviewers if it thinks that there's some illegal imagery detected.
Right.
So they're trying to find a way to balance between protecting customers' privacy, which is something they really kind of staked their reputation on.
Yeah,
really
that's been their big thing, right? Compared to Android.
Right, and ongoing, and then with demands from governments and everybody else to, you know, be more forthcoming and help with criminal investigations.
Right.
And child pornography is like, you know, that's one thing where most people are like, you know, this is bad, we got to stop this. So I think they're being very very, you know, intelligent about this. They picked something that's not very controversial.
Right.
They're trying to do some kind of software and include human reviewers to be able to, help tackle this program and improve their reputation while at the same time trying not to go. I still think they're going to get sideways of privacy people. I mean, there's sure. no way you can do anything like this without the without privacy people going,
right.
No, this is an invasion of our privacy. But
Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems, my guest. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.